You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from, I assume, Ōtautahi Christchurch, that is their stomping ground. They are a part of the beloved band There's a Tuesday, but they are embarking on their own solo voyage with their latest debut track, Godwits, produced by none other than Will McGillivray, aka Goodwill, good friend of the show. It's Minnie Roberts here joining us from, I assume, Christchurch. Are you coming to us from Christchurch, Minnie?
Yes, I am. Kia ora.
Great. How do you see? I know so many people who are from Christchurch can't stand the place. I assume because you're based there, you do enjoy it quite a lot.
I definitely can stand the place. Yes.
That's good.
I'm quite into all the hills you can go walking in, and the ocean's not too far away. Yeah, it's cool. It's a good little scene.
Mm-hmm. And as well as that, oh no, actually, this is kind of a detriment to Christchurch. From what I've heard from people, it's a very like high school oriented place. Like, people always ask you where you went to high school. Like, that's kind of a cultural thing there.
It's a bit of a shame, really.
Why is that?
I really don't know, but I feel like potentially it's been passed on by like older Christchurch people, because it's this weird thing where you meet someone and immediately they ask where you went to school, in an attempt, I think, to like be like, oh, you might know this person that I know or something. But yeah, it gets a bit old.
Is it also an attempt to be like, what's your social class?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I assume that as well.
I'm not. Yeah, I went there recently for about a week. I really enjoy Christchurch. It's a good spot.
Cool.
It's a really good spot.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, especially Littleton. I love Littleton. It's basically like Port Chalmers. Have you been to Port Chalmers here in Ōtautahi?
Yeah, it's a really similar place, eh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kind of weird, fun art, coastal vibes. Anyway, the new track called Godwits, because it's called that, I must ask this. Have you voted in this year's Forest and Bird of the Year? If so, did you put down Godwits as one of your five picks?
Do you know, I actually haven't cast a vote yet, and do I still have time?
Yeah, I think it closes either today or Sunday.
Well, that is pressing, and I'm going to do it today, and obviously Godwits is going to come in at number one for me.
Mm-hmm. Are Godwits the birds that go to North Korea? Is that the same thing?
They go to Alaska.
Alaska. What's the bird? There's a bird that goes between North Korea and New Zealand, and it's like one of the few ways that New Zealand has diplomacy with North Korea. It might be Godwits, but I might be tripping. How good of a name is it? Godwits as well. Bartelled Godwits.
They must make that journey as well.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I feel like I still am yet to like do more. I've done a little bit of reading on the Godwits just because I thought I should, if I was going to call my song the
mm-hmm.
Godwits.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty cool. They do a lot of cool stuff.
They do. If you had to go to either Alaska or North Korea, where would you go? You've been to South Korea.
Yes. Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you went there on a cultural residency with the band. There's a Tuesday. We had Samantha Chong recently on the show, who documented your experience. How did you find navigating that country? Pretty awesome.
Oh, it was incredible. Such an amazing place with a really epic music scene. And yeah, we really got looked after and met a lot of amazing people. So it was really special.
Mm. What surprised you the most about going to that country?
I kind of didn't. I mean, I sort of knew, but I didn't know there was such a huge indie music scene there. It's like very vibrant, and you can go walking through quite a lot of cool places there where you just walk down a set of stairs and there's a cool band playing, and then go to the next place and there's a cool band playing, and it feels like music is, or indie music is really having a moment there, / has been having a moment there.
Mm-hmm. I think watching that documentary that was put together by Sam, when you guys were in like the boardroom of some music label, it was cool seeing all those old indie records from like the 90s or early 2000s, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's cool to see, because I think when you think of South Korea, you probably think of K-pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily any music, but that's awesome. You also got the opportunity to see Little Sims live. Now, I read that you're quite a fan of hers. Did seeing her live meet all your expectations?
Yeah, 100%. It was really special way. I felt like I was in a dream in a lot of ways. It was like all these big buildings, higher than any buildings I've ever seen, kind of nearby. Mm-hmm. And she was on stage. Her band was amazing. She has such a presence. And, yeah, she's such a beautiful artist.
Mm-hmm. Completely. And the new album she put out earlier this year. Lotus.
Yeah, bloody good.
Oh, how good, my goodness. Now, you've been plugging away on some of your own songs whilst being in There's a Tuesday. The material was originally recorded on iPhone, and you sent these over to producer extraordinaire Will McGillivray, a.k.a. Goodwill, and you're kind of recapturing the moment at which these songs were recorded on your new upcoming EP, Goodnight Dogs. How do you find getting back into the mindset or hearkening back to the vibes when these things were originally recorded on your iPhone? Was it easy to do that?
Yeah, it was quite an interesting process, because I think me and Will both agreed that there was some cool magic sort of encapsulated in these little like crappy voice memos. Felt like a really good way to actually hear the song. So we were sort of looking for something quite similar, but mostly just something like raw and not too full of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of got a little bit like attached to the demos, and we're like, oh, we want to make, I don't know, just like cool things that happen in a demo that you sometimes actually can't recreate, i.e. like your voice does something weird or totally accidental. But I think every single time we've recorded a song that we felt pretty attached to the demo, we've come out feeling like what we've made is cooler and a better representation of the song, so that's quite cool.
Mm. How did that pan out with Godwits when you look at how you originally recorded it versus what you've done with Will?
Yeah, I actually listened to the voice memo yesterday, and I was really sick when I wrote that song. I think I maybe had just like had COVID or something, and my voice was really, really croaky and I was off work. It kind of sounded exactly like that, like really croaky, and you could hear lots of birds and stuff, so it was quite a nice little recording. And then the actual recording itself we did over one night, and it sort of just all happened really quickly, and Will suggested that cool gentle percussion-y part that sort of is in the whole through the whole song.
Yeah,
that really transformed the song, I think, because initially it was just guitar and voice, and then when he did that, it was just a paintbrush on a snare drum sort of back and forth in a random order.
Right.
And we just like got really attached to it and excited by it.
I was going to talk about that immediately after, because I call them kind of strange shuffling percussive noises, and it sounds like it's got this weird effect where it's kind of going forward in time, then it sounds like it's being reversed as well. It's a real kind of wobbly random effect, and I wonder, does that kind of correlate to the themes of wanting to not focus too much on the future that the song is, you know, lyrically more about?
Yeah, cool. I hadn't actually thought about that, but that's a really nice correlation. I like that.
Mm. Well, I mean, I heard that the song was inspired by a conversation with a rest home patient you had when you were working at a home. And in that conversation, you talked about how people can get a bit lost in the future and what that future holds, rather than being sort of present and not freaking out and getting future paranoid. When you get lost thinking about the future, what comes to mind?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that time in particular was really cool, because I really was looking for a job for a bit of time, and this job popped up, and it was 2 months working as a receptionist in a rest home.
Mm-hmm.
And the people I met there were just like so amazing. I had a lot of really good times and really funny times. And this one lady who I'd often have really long conversations with had a lot to say about like just being present and enjoy being young and like all those kind of things. I found it really helpful, because I think sometimes it is easy to get a bit lost, like looking forward and, oh, what am I going to do next? Or, I don't know, being in your 20s thinking about having a career or whatever, stuff like that. So it was really helpful to have lots of chats with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny how many people in their 20s are having a sort of quarter-age life crisis. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. And it's so annoying, because it's like, I don't know, you can do whatever you want with your life to a degree.
Totally.
Yeah. That's something that needs to be, maybe people need to think about more and internalize.
I like it.
What do you do to kind of reel away when you get worried about the future? How do you get out of that mind state aside from making music?
I'm pretty into getting like really lost in a book or going on a really long walk, mm-hmm. or listening to music for sure, playing guitar. But I feel like there's a lot of things that I really like doing to distract myself mm-hmm. in general. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. pretty nice.
Yeah. What books are you reading at the moment?
I've actually been reading this awesome book that has just been like going way too quickly, called Always Home, Always Homesick by Hannah Kent. Mm-hmm. She's an Australian writer, and the story is based around this year that she spent in Iceland, like doing a Rotary exchange sort of year from school, mm-hmm. in her last year of school. It's like so beautifully written. I really recommend it.
Nice, nice. Is she quite homesick in the book?
She is definitely having some homesick moments, and they're quite like sad to read about.
Aww.
Yeah, it's like the way she writes is incredible. You feel like you're feeling the feelings yourself or something.
Mm-hmm. You are Hannah Kent.
Yeah, I am.
It's funny, I was having a conversation with my dad last night about homesickness and how he's never gotten homesick. I used to get virulently homesick as a kid. Do you have experienced that much?
Yeah, I reckon I definitely get pretty homesick.
Did you feel homesick in South Korea?
I actually did, like, 3 days in, but in a very, like, chill way where I was just, like, maybe I couldn't sleep or something, and I felt a bit like, oh, just be nice to be in my own bed or something. But the next day I woke up and felt great.
Mm. Yeah, hell yeah. That's good to hear. Now, you're obviously working with Goodwill, a.k.a. Will McGillivray, who I had the pleasure of seeing at the Phase Days show recently in Christchurch.
Oh, cool.
So, did you go to that?
No, I was away, but that looked amazing.
Oh, you would have been in South Korea. Yeah. Well, he's on here doing some production instrumentation and the backing vocals. And he's also worked a lot with There's a Tuesday. How do you think his input on your solo stuff has impacted its creation?
Yeah, I think in a huge way. He's such a genius and super generous with his ideas. And he's been really encouraging of these songs that I've made, and I just ask him heaps of questions all the time, and we constantly are sending music to each other, and I feel like we have an awesome friendship that makes it so easy and cool to make music together.
Mm-hmm. Seamless.
Seamless. That's
all. Nice. Well, I want to know, is there a release date for your EP Goodnight Dogs, from which Godwits is from? And do you have a Dunedin visit planned in the near future at all?
The EP, I couldn't actually tell you when it's going to be out, but I reckon I'll do a couple more singles, so it'll probably be next year,
mm-hmm.
say. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to come down to Dunedin. I haven't even thought about playing live yet, if I'm honest. Just, it feels like a distant dream, but I would love to do it. And I would specifically love to come down and play in Otepoti.
Mm-hmm. Mate, we'll be very keen to have you. And I think the good thing about, you know, being a solo act is it's just getting yourself and maybe someone else down if you're wanting to bring someone else down. But there's no, you know, it's just you and a guitar.
Much less expense, really, eh? And I could actually just drive, which would be quite fun.
Hell yeah, although I will say, the drive between Timaru and Christchurch is a bit of a snooze fest.
Is
it? I'm not going to lie.
I have done it before, but I'm usually pretty excited.
Are you excited about getting to the destination or about driving on that road?
Probably the destination.
Yeah. I don't know, just every time I've done it, I try and... I mean, not that I drive. I'm always in the passenger seat because I need to learn how to drive properly. but cool. I tend to just try and occupy my mind with other things and just make as much conversation as possible because it's just really flat and it's just heaps of, like, yellow grass around.
Isn't it not past, like, the ocean at points, though?
At points, it's pretty nice. But I think for the most part, it's like, oh, God, how do I get out of here? Yeah. But then from Timaru to Otepoti, beautiful. Great coastal vibe, you're going through the hills and whatnot. It's awesome.
Yeah, nice.
Well, thank you for coming on, Minnie. I really appreciate our quote all this morning. And I hope you do vote for the Godwits in the New Zealand Bird of the Year.
I'm going to do that as soon as we hang up.
Great. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
Thanks for listening. Hope you like it.
Me. Awesome. Great. Very concise, short and sweet. Thanks for coming on, man. Take care.
Thanks so much, Dave.
See ya. All right, folks, that was Minnie Roberts from There's a Tuesday on the solo stuff. We're talking to her about her latest track, Godwits, which is out wherever you find your tunes. Here's that new song. It's 10:17 on The Breakfast Show. Godwits by Minnie Roberts, playing right now.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.